This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we got a Twitter tail alert. Sound the alarm. We got a Twitter tail.
We already had alarms sounding up here.
Oh, that's right.
We had to evacuate 24 hours ago.
24 hours ago. David Welch.
And we had a bomb earlier in the building.
I just responded to this. I was like, one, are you five? Who's Twitter tailing?
David Welch tweeted the skin. Are you listening to Sean and RJ saying Luka doesn't have highlight reel stuff in his game? They're confused as to why he's so popular outside of DFW. Also said Luka isn't known for his assists. Mm. Dave.
Interesting.
David. First off, when you have that initial there, that means you're a future serial killer.
The whole name, yes.
Okay, if it was like
David Thomas Welch. This David T. Welch, this guy wants to be an attorney.
Okay.
He wants to run a law firm.
Like Stephen A. Smith.
But like one, we're not five here. We're not tattletaling. Two, we never said he isn't known for assists or passing. We never said that at all. In fact, we said his passing and assists are amazing.
I was actually doing something else in the other studio. Y'all didn't say Luka doesn't have highlight plays, did y'all?
No.
Okay.
I'm surprised. What I said was, and again,
what I had said was,
we're advocating him replacing Anthony Davis in the All-Star game. I am surprised that his appeal is this through the roof outside of the Metroplex. Like, if I called my brother right now.
I can agree to that.
My brother's in Maryland. He follows sports. He'll text me and be like, why are you going so crazy over Doncic? If you just watch Luka here and there, you would see. Well, Rick Carlisle actually said it perfect. Carlisle said what did not translate from the Euro tape was his size, strength, and speed. That's Rick Carlisle, basketball genius. Bassick said it. Choppy was right behind Bassick. They nailed Luka before he played an NBA minute. But slower, plodding, you can't. That stuff doesn't jump out highlight reel-wise watching him like it does for the Greek Freak.
And the highlight reel stuff, nobody is going to YouTube or SportsCenter. Like, I'm not at least. I'm going to see dunks. I'm going to see dunks. Like that. That's what I think. That's what most people. I don't think people are going to. Oh man, you see that sick bounce pass to the wing?
I'm going to disagree with
really?
That. Really? Yeah. Oh, that's what. Because kids. I'm a father, so kids. They can't watch. You're not most of the time, but kids they can't watch LeBron or some of these monster dunks being done by, I don't know, Gerald Green. I don't know, someone doing a monster dunk and be like, oh, I can do that. But when you watch Luka and you're watching the dribble from behind the legs, or he's swinging it to the guy on the wing, yeah, I'm gonna watch those highlights because I can do that. I can be Luka.
All I'm saying is, like, he's got a great mixture of everything. He's not an exceptional athlete. He has really good passing, but it's not like white chocolate highlight reel passing. He's got. His biggest highlight is a step back three. You know what I'm saying? He's not dunking on anybody.
Oh, he is. I disagree with that. You keep
Roy,
saying he's not
stop.
Dunking on
he
He's not thunder
dunk.
Dunking on anybody. He's two-handed like 10 people this season.
No, he hasn't.
He's got a couple of
yes,
top.
He has.
He had a couple of
you,
Tom Chambers dunks.
He hasn't driven through the lane with a guy on his hip and dunked on him?
You think, does Luka Doncic have 10 highlight reel dunks this year?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. What are you watching?
I'm going to pull up that video.
Pull it up. Like, and again, it'll come off like despair. All I'm saying is I'm surprised outside of DFW that he's the third highest vote getter behind LeBron and Greek Freak. I think he's an amazing basketball player. I think the Mavs can, win the championship first in DFW besides any of the major teams. But he's not an explosive athlete. He's like a bigger Harden, I think. We've made Gavin Spittle, the boss, wait for 6 minutes. Which is a big no-no in the building.
Yeah, get right to it.
Because of his explosive temper, which is even worse than mine, people behind the scenes say.
Yo, it's G Dollar Sign.
Because you are the hockey hawk, we wanted you to answer our poll question today. Which of the teams in DFW win a championship next? Choppy chose the Stars. Roy went Cowboys. Tolos went Cowboys. So you have all the Stars knowledge. They're going to make the postseason. They have a young, exciting core. How would you rank them?
Okay. Quick little tidbit about last night.
Okay.
Nikita Kucherov, who is a beast in the NHL right now, drafted 54th Ooh. In the second round of the 2011 NHL entry draft. The Stars had two selections and selected Jamie Oleksiak and Brett Ritchie.
Okay.
So every time you see a superstar, look, and I guarantee the Stars could have had him.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
That's why I do not have the Stars as my first place.
Mm.
All right.
Until they can prove to me that they can draft well and draft deep, I do not have them at my top.
What are their chances this year?
I would say, as I was talking to you the other day, Sean, I said, you know, the caveat is that the NHL deadline, trade deadline is the 25th. Mm-hmm. So it's tough to say right now. I mean, if they pull a Wayne Simmons or someone like that, then all of a sudden their chances go up. But right now, secondary scoring is nil. I mean, you have Sagan, you have a little bit of Ben, and that's basically it. The goaltending and defense is wonderful, but you need to score, especially in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get tighter in the playoffs. That's what people have to understand. So I don't think they can beat a Winnipeg or a Calgary, who they likely would face in the first round right now. People have to understand they're out of that third place spot right now. St. Louis just overtook them. They are now in the first wild card spot.
Is the playoffs the same as sort of like it was 15 years ago, where it's like a complete plotting different game, or is, you know, where you can win with defense and goaltending?
You can, but I also think the 7-game series usually brings out the best team. So the upsets don't happen as much as they used to. I mean, people have to remember a couple of years ago when Washington won the Stanley Cup, Columbus was up 2-0 and had the lead in Columbus, and Washington came all the way back. And then they just went on a tear and won the Stanley Cup. So
how would you order them?
Yeah. So I would go for the team that is drafting extremely well right now, and I say the Dallas Cowboys would be my number one.
Ooh, on the home of the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think they're a playoff team. I think they're going to be a playoff team again next year. I think they're healthier than they were this year. I think Frederick will be a good difference maker. I'd be interested to see what they're going to do with Looney. Do they move him to guard, or do they keep him as a backup center? I just think there's a lot of good things going on in that organization right now.
Okay.
Number two, I have...
We're also the home of the Rangers, in case you didn't know, boss.
I understand. Let me say about the Rangers. I'm kind of excited about the Rangers. I'm interested to see what they do this year. I actually am really excited about their minor league system. I think these kids are really young, so we won't hear from them for 2 or 3 years, but watching, you know, games like I have about Hans Kraus and stuff, this kid's a talented pitcher. They have pitchers on the way. Granted, they're all at A-ball right now. So because of that, I do have the Rangers at fourth, even though I love my Rangers.
Yeah, they're your four.
They're my four.
Okay.
Because I think they're 3 years away from being a really, really solid contender.
Stars or Mavs too.
Yeah, I have the Mavericks at number two because I think it's easier for them to get a free agent acquisition in the offseason. And I have the Stars at number three. I just think, you know, when it comes down to the Stars, they do have cap space in the offseason, but what are they going to do? And are they going to go out and get that key acquisition at the trade deadline this year, which they're going to have to give up some really good players to get to take them to the next level?
Thank you, boss.
Very good.
Man, it's always a pleasure. You guys really do fight on air.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
We do. The Luka dunks that you're sending out, this Rockets one, this is embarrassing that you're trying to put that out there as him dunking on somebody. Like, I respect
what he dunked between three dudes?
He went by two, and one came late as
crap.
What
do you want him to do? Is he not dunking on anybody if he's not putting his nuts in their face?
Oh my God.
Why are you trying to...
Did you see the Golden State one that I...
I saw the Rockets one.
Yeah, the Rockets one. That's some matador.
No one is at the rim going up with him at all. He didn't dunk on... Do you think Luka Doncic is an explosive dunker?
I actually do.
Okay, you're wrong. That's it. You're totally wrong.
All right, well, then watch the Golden State ones then. Like, I mean...
I've watched every game they've played.
I know that.
And you're kind of...
I know you've watched every game. I know you've watched every possession. But I don't know how you're not seeing then that he has...
This was a good one against Golden State.
The explosive ability... to dunk. Like, it's just because it seems like you're saying because he doesn't have somebody else on a poster yet that he can't dunk.
What do you think my point is in this whole Luka discussion?
That he's not explosive.
He's not as explosive. He's not explosive enough that I would have thought that he would have caught fire popularity-wise as he has.
But you said he can't dunk on anybody. You said he couldn't. You did say he couldn't dunk on anybody.
He doesn't have that consistent explosiveness. Yeah, he's 6'8". He's going to dunk on some. He can catch someone once in a while. He's not going to consistently do it. He's not a trampoline. He's a great, crafty, smart basketball player. Like, he's more crafty than explosive. You would agree with that, right? He can show off nasty handles. He can throw amazing passes.
That's the better part of his game, I would say. But I think he still has it in his bag. And I guess that's just where we disagree. Yeah, I think he's got it in his bag
consistently
to deliver. And I don't think
he's much more likely to drop a teardrop in the lane than go up and dunk.
But like you would say, Dennis is there consistently, right?
Yes.
Well, I would say to you that Dennis needs to be there consistently. Otherwise, his game isn't there. And for Luka, he doesn't need that for his game to be there. So he doesn't go to that well as often as he potentially could and is capable of because he doesn't need to.
Do you think Dennis Smith Jr. and Luka Doncic have the same explosion? They're in the same discussion?
No, I don't think that.
Okay.
No, I don't think that.
So that's
what
I'm saying.
I think Dennis is slightly above him.
Like, I think he's way above him. Which we can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Luka Doncic could never compete in a slam dunk contest ever. He'd get laughed at.
Oh, I think he could.
What?
Yeah, he could.
Am I crazy, Chop?
You'll need to go back. You need to watch some of what he's capable of then, because I'm not sure if you understand what he's capable of.
You were questioning his tape coming out of Europe, too. You didn't see explosion on there.
No. I didn't watch. I can't say I watched a whole lot of Euro tape. The only thing I was questioning was whether or not, like, honestly, a Euro under 7 feet could succeed in the NBA, because outside of Manu Ginobili, we really hadn't seen it.
I just can't believe you think he could compete in the dunk contest.
I do.
I think
y'all are selling him short,
game,
man.
Set, match
y'all
for
are
the
selling
argument.
Him short, dude.
Okay.
You're selling him short. For a 6'8 guy, you're selling him short.
I don't know that I see slam dunk contest ups from Luka. I think he's a much better athlete than people give him credit for. But saying that he is not going to be the slam dunk participant isn't some shot that you're making it out to be, Roy. We're not knocking his ups, but he's not Aaron Gordon.
No. You just said he couldn't. You said he couldn't dunk on someone, basically. You said he couldn't dunk on anybody. And now you're amending it to, well, he could catch somebody. And if he wanted to, go yam it down someone's throat.
He doesn't dunk on people consistently.
Because he doesn't need to.
He can't.
He could.
Look,
he could.
Dunking on people, when we think dunk on people, we're thinking Vince Carter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's dunking on people. Sean Kemp.
Okay, well, then there's three guys in the league that can do that.
No, there's probably 30.
The whole point has gotten away, though. It's a credit to him. He's this popular. I just didn't think he had the flash, the highlight reel stuff that would have launched him to this level of popularity. It's props to him. If they get one more piece, they can make a dynasty run. It's not an attack on Luka. I'm just saying I'm surprised his style, like Zeke's style, same thing. Like, Zeke is a plodding, grind you out, not Barry Sanders. He's not going to break away from anyone. He might run you over. He's not going to freak anyone in a pass pattern. Like, Zeke, does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I guess we're splitting hairs here because you guys are conceding a little bit that, like, you're not just saying he can't dunk, which
well,
is kind of what I felt
dunk.
Like
he
I was
can,
defending.
He can physically dunk.
Yeah.
He's not going to go up and dunk on people. Consistently,
that Houston thing.
He's not going to. That Houston dunk is not a dunk.
He doesn't need to.
No, he can't. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.